Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it is time for New to Lou 2. And Lindsay has been, she's been working hard to find something exciting. Shaking your head, no?
Well, we've actually featured this before, it was a couple years ago, but it's kind of taken off since. Clearly, Mike even had heard about it and just recently bought one himself, so I thought it was so cool, and with the summer here, I thought it would be a good one.
It is called Insect Shield. It's an insect and mosquito repellent. It's insect and mosquito repellent clothing that repels mosquitoes, ticks, ants, flies, chiggers, and midges.
Midges are killers.
Yeah. I am terrified of midges. They lurk in my backyard. Lindsay has some fun audio to play.
Yep, summer is here. The sunshine, green grass, long lake weekends, camping, and bugs. We are all too familiar, especially this summer with all the concern over the Zika virus. But with two little kids, and even for myself, I'm always trying to find the safest, least chemical-filled sprays or lotions or whatever to put on my skin. Well, this weekend's New to Lou 2 lets you not worry about the dangers of applying potentially harmful bug spray on your skin. Instead, they've designed insect repellent in fused clothing and gear that effectively places bug spray near your skin. The company I'm talking about? Well, it's called Insect Shield. Insect Shield clothing and gear has built-in odorless insect repellency that lasts through 70 washes. That's right. It is the first ever bug repellent clothing registered by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and will protect from mosquitoes, ticks, ants, flies, chiggers, midges, including those that can carry dangerous diseases such as Lyme and the Zika. The bug repellent gear can be laundered like any other gear, and it's approved for both adults and children, including pregnant women, also kids of any age, and even your pets. They offer a huge variety of clothing, blankets, bandanas, hats, socks, all sorts of outdoor gear. And like I said, great for camping, the lake, the pools, Ravinia, fishing, even just the backyard. You've got to check their stuff out. Check out InsectShield.com. They've got plenty to offer. I'll put all the information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNRadio.com. Also up on his Facebook page. You've just got to search him out. Lou Manfredini, like him. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
And New to Lou 2 is sponsored by Commonwealth Edison. We thank them. So, Lindsay brought this in. I'm looking at a blanket. Mike, you said you saw this. You're like, we just bought some of this.
Actually, L.A. found it online, and we live, and we're like surrounded by nature preserve in our backyard. And there's always the bugs. You know, that's one thing you have to deal with. And so she bought a couple of the shirts and a couple of bandanas, and we haven't tried them. We just got them.
Yeah.
But I figured, we'll wear the shirts, the dogs will wear the bandanas, and everybody will be protected. So I'm kind of curious to see how it works. But now, Lindsay was just saying that they originally did this for the military.
Oh, okay. Oh, right.
Right. So this was originally, the ingredient, I guess, is called permethrin.
Right.
And they embed this permethrin into the military, all military uniforms since for a long time. I know. I think it's since the 70s, since a long time.
And nobody's deformed or anything from it, so it must be
far.
Safe.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's apparently approved for children, dogs, pets, pregnant women.
Very
young,
nice.
Old. Yeah.
And have you used it? Because you said you did this, you introduced this a while ago, and it's effective?
So I have a blanket, and I took it to the beach the other day, and it was really cool because all these bugs were coming onto it, and you could actually see them. And when they landed on this blanket, you could see them kind of shrivel up.
They die that fast?
Yeah. I mean,
well,
they kind of walk.
It lures them in and then kills
them.
They
get slower and then they stop.
So are you and the kids just sitting around watching your bug devastation?
Yeah, it was like a science experiment. It was very cool, though.
It's like a mad science experiment.
But so, and my favorite one is they have these, it's like a scarf or a wrap for anybody could wear it, I guess.
Lou wears them with his dress, right.
Exactly.
But it's like you would never know, and it's just like a scarf that you wrap around your neck, and it's kind of got this effect around you.
You have an aura.
Aura.
I know people will say, and I can't smell it, but is there a smell?
Aaron,
and you guys
no
said
scent.
No.
There's no scent.
And it lasts for like 70 washings, mm-hmm. although if I didn't wash a shirt for 70 washings, I probably wouldn't need the repellent
anymore.
Right,
exactly. You wouldn't be attracting anything. People, animals, midges. Even the midges would say, we can't get involved in that. So very cool. It is, it's an insect shield repellent gear, and they have everything for you, your pets. You want a blanket? You want to sit on the beach and watch bugs die by the carload like Lindsay does? Right. It sounds good.
And did you mention, Mike, maybe did you just say this, how you can send in your clothing?
No, you mentioned that earlier. I thought that was a great idea.
So if you've got like your favorite gardening shirt or
a kilt?
Like you said something.
What about a kilt?
Somebody said something earlier about a shirt that you work on the job.
If you had a company that worked exterior all the time,
right.
You know,
a landscaper,
and just
a painter.
You order your shirts with your logo and then send it to them. Your guys don't have the bugs flying all over them.
Yep.
It's a great idea.
You can send it in. They'll insect shield your clothing and then they'll send it back to you.
So check them out.
Bug free.
Insect shield. There's your new Tulu too. That sounds terrific. Yeah, I'm going to check if they'll do my kilt, Jim.
Yeah, I think that's one area you would want to make sure.
I'm going to have to make sure they do the inside because that's where you get the
midges love that area.
Oh, the midges get up in there. And
you don't want
it ruins the night.
In there or things like that. Yeah.
There's very few things I want in there. And if, you know, I'm not going to use any sort of insect repellent to keep them away. I'm going to use some liquid attractive.
Okay, I think we need to move along.
Yeah, all right, let's move along.
It's
gentlemen.
Getting a little creepy.
Really, is it? All right, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side of the news, we'll get back to more of your questions. 312-981-7200. Jim Sullivan from Tate Enterprises is here. It's TateENT.com. And Mike Holmes from Creative Carpentry Remodelers, creativecarpentry.net. They are our experts this morning. I'm pushing the buttons, which I'll do right now on WGN.